you got cooking? How about cooking something up with me?
Let's stir it up, boys.
Welcome to the Outdoor Cooking Show, a weekly excursion into the fine art of preparing the world's most popular recipes under an open sky and an open flame. This edition of the Outdoor Cooking Show is brought to you by Boyd's One Stop, located at the Texas City Dyke. Now, here's your host, the old grill sergeant, Randy Hayes.
Happy Father's Day. You know, I like that old saying, any man can be a father, but it takes a real man to be a dad. So, happy Father's Day to all the dads out there, but also to the mothers who put up with the dads all year long. And especially today, when we're unusually insufferable. Well, hey, it's our special day, and we got to make the most of it, right? After all, Father's Day only comes once a year. I like to spend Father's Day watching sports in my underwear all day. You know, pretty much like every other Sunday of the year. Hey, just sleeping late is a good enough Father's Day gift for me, but that's because I spent 35 years of my life getting up at 3 a.m. to be on the radio every day, so sleeping late is still a special treat for me. But we'll get to Father's Day in a few minutes. First, we need to drag out the old email bag, which isn't actually emails. It's Facebook private messages. Now, look, we love to hear from you. And all you have to do is to go to the Outdoor Cooking Show Facebook page and send us a PM, as my kids call it, private message. So let's see what we have today. Randy, the show on salsa was great, but we couldn't write fast enough to copy down everything your guest said. Hey, don't worry about that. No problem. We turn all of our shows into podcasts Monday morning after we originally air the show, and you can find them on our website. And again, we work hard around here to keep the name simple. It's theoutdoorcookingshow.com. Then just click on podcasts, and you can listen to any of them, or all of them, if you like. You can binge listen, you know, like you binge watch House of Cards or Game of Thrones. Oh, I have to tell this story. I'm going to get in trouble, but I have to do it anyway. My wife gets a little tongue-tied sometimes, and she got the two titles confused, you know, House of Cards and Game of Thrones. She wound up calling it Game of Cards, which, of course, our kids have never let her live down. But anyway, check out our podcasts if you missed any part of the show last week, or any week, for that matter. Okay, here's another one. Love the show where you interviewed your grandson. He is adorable and extremely precocious. Well, I don't know about precocious, but he's pretty doggone smart for his age. Yeah, he got a little distracted. I don't know whether you noticed this or not. After all, he's only six. He looks up at my computer screen, and he realized that his name was spelled wrong. That's when he stopped and he said, but it says Lim, not Liam. Ah, the joys of grandparenthood. Actually, I treasure every moment I get to spend with Lim. And, you know, no matter how hot it gets outside, I try very hard to never turn him down when he wants to go outside and play catch. Love that boy. I love being a grandfather. Which brings us back around to Father's Day, doesn't it? We're going to talk to several fathers on today's edition of the Outdoor Cooking Show, and I'm looking forward to hearing their takes on parenthood, and yes, even grandparenthood, and I'm going to ask them about their memories of their fathers, too. I've told you many times before, my father was a bigger-than-life figure in my childhood, and beyond into my adulthood. Pop, that's what I called him, Pop, was a man of impeccable character, very high integrity. Some people were a little intimidated by Pop, but everyone respected him, no doubt about that. And there was never any doubt that he loved me, his only child. He was my champion. He was my protector. Sometimes he was my best friend. And he was the only role model I ever needed. You know, a lot of my friends idolized sports stars and movie stars, but my Pop was the guy I most wanted to be like when I grew up. And if I'm going to ask my guests to recall a good daddy story, then it's only fair that I share one first. It was the first day of summer vacation between my sophomore and junior years of high school. And to be perfectly honest, I was not a very dedicated student. Look, I wasn't dumb. It's just school wasn't a very high priority for me. So it was the first day of summer, and I was really looking forward to not having to get up early and go to school. But Pop woke me up before he went to work anyway, which irritated me a lot. And I was undoubtedly in a foul mood as he guided me out onto the back patio. He told me we were going to build a small privacy fence around the patio area so that my mother could sit outside and drink her coffee in the morning without the neighbors being able to see her. He had already plumbed the fence line with string, and so we knew exactly where the fence was going to be built, and he'd marked the spots exactly where he wanted the fence posts to be. And then Pop informed me that my first assignment was to dig the post holes using a post hole digger. No, not one of those motor-driven post hole diggers. A handheld post hole digger. Manual labor. He said he wanted each post hole to be exactly 12 inches deep, and if I had any questions, I could call him at work. And he was gone to work. So I ate breakfast and started to work. The first few inches were really pretty easy, and I started to think, boy, I'm going to have these post holes dug by lunch at the latest. But when I got about 4 inches deep on that first post hole, I hit solid rock. No, I'm not talking about rocks as in plural. I mean an intact rock, what I imagined to be a boulder, just one rock right there under the surface. So I thought, well, I'll just move on to the next post hole. There won't be a rock there, and I'll ask Pop about the rock when he gets home. But I discovered exactly the same thing at the next post hole, too, solid rock. And that went for the next one, and the next one, and, well, you get the idea. So I called Pop at work. I mean, after all, he told me I could, and I explained the problem. He said, go get the crowbar out of the work shed and chip away at the rock and dig it out by hand. I said, okay, but I only got about 4 inches deep before I hit the rock. We don't have to go 12 inches deep with these post holes, do we? Pop paused just a second, and he said, no, we don't, but you do. And he hung up on me. Folks, it took me almost 2 solid weeks to dig through solid rock to make those post holes 12 inches deep. In June, in Texas. When I finally finished that part, then Pop showed me how to cut the posts with a handsaw and how to mix the concrete and set the posts in the holes in the cement. Then we used another plumb line and a level, and I had to make sure that each post was perfectly straight up and down at a 90-degree angle to the ground and lined up exactly to the same height. And then he instructed me in how to attach the sideboards to the posts and measure them to be the exact same distance from the ground all the way around the fence at the top and the bottom. And then he showed me how to nail the slat boards on top of the sideboards, and of course it all had to be perfectly aligned at the top and the bottom. When I had finally finished that part, I thought, well, the job's over. But no. Then he had me cover the entire fence in a rust color with not one coat, but 2 coats of wood stain. Folks, it took me nearly all summer to build that fence. No exaggeration. I had no free time, no play time, no sleeping late for me. With only about, a week or two of summer left before I went back to school, Pop and I were standing out on the patio one evening looking at the new fence. And without even looking at me, just staring at the fence, Pop said, you know, we did a good job. My jaw dropped. I turned to him and I said, we? What do you mean we? I built that fence. I did all that work. Again now, without ever looking at me, just looking at the fence, Pop said, you worked with your hands. I worked with my head. Then, without even looking at me, just looking at the fence, he said, son, there's 2 ways to make your living in this world, with your hands or with your head. And with that, he turned and walked back into the house and left me standing there alone with my thoughts. And I'll tell you what my thought was. I thought, I need to study harder in school. So happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there who work with their hands and their heads. And a special happy Father's Day to my pop, who taught me the difference. You know, my grandson calls me pop now. And I consider that the greatest compliment he could ever pay me.
If your barbecue has gone up in smoke and your cooking reputation is at stake, stick around. The Old Grill Sergeant will be right back with more ideas and advice to make your next cookout sizzle.
Boyd's One Stop. The name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's, conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dyke Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas. But they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po'boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all, 227 Dyke Road at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Smoking a tender, juicy, delicious brisket is not rocket science, but it's not as simple as just throwing the meat on the grill either. That's why Brisket U is an essential learning tool for the backyard smoker. Brisket U is a fun, informative class on how to smoke a true Texas brisket in a laid-back, unintimidating environment taught by experienced barbecue pitmasters. In 1 3-hour class, Brisket U will teach you how to properly start a fire, control the pit temperature, and choose the right wood. Plus, you'll learn about smoke profiles, trimming and rubs, the smoking process and timing, and of course, how to slice and serve a perfect brisket. Brisket U holds classes at numerous convenient craft breweries around Houston and only costs $69 when you register online at brisketu.com. There are lots of classes, but size is limited, so go to brisketu.com and sign up today. That consistently tender, juicy, delicious, true Texas brisket is now within reach at brisketu.com.
Does the cell phone connectivity in your office stink? Do you routinely miss calls? Lots of buildings have dead zones, and that means garbled or dropped calls, but not anymore. Texas Cell Phone Boosters provides FCC-approved cell phone booster systems that can make dead zones a thing of the past. These are not rinky-dink systems from big box stores. These are commercial-grade booster systems that cover tens of thousands of square feet. And Texas Cell Phone Boosters will specifically engineer and install a system in your office or warehouse. If you drive or regularly work in remote locations, Texas Cell Phone Boosters can help you boost a weak signal from a tower a long way off. So don't miss calls from potential customers any longer. Call the pros at Texas Cell Phone Boosters, 832-551-1000. That's 832-551-1000. Or go to TexasCellPhoneBoosters.com.
Hi, it's Randy Hames again. Everybody needs a new video, or a new website, or help in managing their social media. And my company, Edgewater Multimedia, can help. We help small businesses navigate the intimidating world of cyber advertising. You've got a business to run, and you don't have time to build and maintain your own website all by yourself, and you certainly don't have time to generate content for it. And when's the last time you had an extra hour or two to post something on your company's Facebook or Twitter accounts? Huh, like never, right? Well, at Edgewater Multimedia, that's what we do. We have a web designer on staff who has built some of the most eye-catching websites you've ever seen. And Edgewater features a photographer and videographer who can capture beautiful images to enhance the content on your website, not to mention social media. We can even manage your Facebook and Twitter accounts for you. Call us today, 832-500-4272, or see our website, edgewatermultimedia.com.
Life is simple. Eat, sleep, grill. The Outdoor Cooking Show is brought to you by Froberg's Farm on Highway 6 in Alvin. Now, here's the Grill Father, Randy Hames.
It's time to welcome back one of the most uplifting, positive people we have ever hosted on the Outdoor Cooking Show. It's Marcus Davis. Hey, Marcus, how you doing?
Man, I'm doing great. I'm doing great. That's a setup when you introduce me like that.
but it's true. How are things at the Breakfast Club these days?
Things are coming along well. We've got some fantastic things happening. We've got some excitement happening. We've got some growth happening. It just doesn't get any better. I'm excited about it. We've got great opportunities over the summer, so I'm super excited.
Well, we'll talk about that more in just a minute, but we also have to mention that Marcus also owns an authentic Caribbean restaurant called Reggae Hut Cafe, and we'll talk about that more another time. Plus, we would be remiss if we failed to mention the Alley Cat Bar and Lounge. What's going on over there?
Oh, a lot of great music and a lot of great drinks and a lot of great food. It's a really exciting place. It's got, you know, it's multifaceted. It's got a place where you can just come and relax and chill out. It's got a place, you know, we sit on the patio and smoke a cigar and have a drink. And then it's even got a place upstairs where we can take a listen to some live music if you like. So we've got some exciting things happen, some cool things happening at the Alley Cat, as we say.
Marcus has been featured on the Food Network and Good Morning America. What did you do on those TV shows, Marcus?
Oh, we did. We cooked some food. We, you know, you talk a lot of smack against the people you're competing with, and then you back it up with a great bowl of grits and a hefty plate of fried chicken.
Well, happy Father's Day, first of all. Tell us about your wife and three kids.
My wife is you know, something spectacular. We've been married for 14 years now. Three lovely kids. 13 and 11. You know, my wife is my soulmate and my partner. She works in the business with me. My kids, who are here for the summer, are also, you know, working. My oldest daughter is working in the office while she's home from college, and my son, who's a teenager now, is officially working in the restaurant. And my baby girl, who's not old enough yet, she just kind of hangs out and helps mommy in the office. So yeah, so it's a great thing for a lion to have his pride, you know, with him, his cubs nearby. So it's something lovely.
What's your favorite part about being a father, Marcus?
Oh man, my favorite part about being a father, you know, there are two things that I think where we have the greatest opportunity to emulate the creator, right? One is entrepreneurship, where you create things, and then two, it's parenthood, where you breathe in life into beings. You're bringing beings into existence. So the opportunity to share with the ones that you, the seed that you produce, the life lessons that you've learned, and set them up with an opportunity to be successful, it's invaluable. To watch what's the term, to watch your mini-me turn out and perform magnificent things. Yeah, I mean, I don't even know how to put in words how great it is being a dad. I've got three great kids, and, you know, watching them do the things that they love to do, and even being there to help them to learn how to do things and how to cope with things. So it's the ultimate teaching experience, and the best part about it is you get to learn a lot. If you're very observant, patient, and wise, you get to learn a lot from your kids and from parenting.
As you can tell, Marcus is much more than just an entrepreneur and a restaurateur and an executive chef. He's also a broadcaster. He's a regular contributor on the Good, Bad, Ugly segment on a show called Houston Matters. Marcus also hosts his own public affairs program, Sunday Morning Live, on another area radio station, which, we shall not name. And he also discusses current events and hosts experts on a variety of topics there. All of this is born out of his education. He has a degree in political science from Texas Southern. He's a very popular lecturer and motivational speaker. Those are very impressive credentials. And I know the answer to this question, but I'm going to ask it anyway. Did your dad have any impact on your goals and directions in life?
I would have to say definitely yes. I don't even know how to measure the impact that my dad had on me and my life. We'll start with where you started, with education. My father was very, very adamant about the importance of education. He, you know, he took no excuses, and you know, you weren't allowed to slack at all. He, in fact, was an educator. You know, my dad was an educator by profession. He was a cook and a musician by passion. But his profession was, you know, making sure that children got the best that they could and went out into the world and became the best that they could be. And he was a school teacher as well as an administrator in here in North Forest ISD for 30 plus years. Both he and my mother were educators. So education in my home was no question about it. You're going to get your education, you're going to get good grades, and there are no excuses, and you're going to go to college. And you know, that's one of the things that I'm grateful for. I learned the value of education from my dad. Beyond that, my passion for food came from him. You know, like I said, his profession was education, but his passion, he was a musician, but he also was a great cook. And I think the two have something to do with one another. I haven't quite figured out. but I think they have something to do with one another. But yeah, his impact on you know, me and what I do was immeasurable. Inside the Breakfast Club and all of the restaurants, we like to provide great food while playing great music. So it may have rubbed off on me a little bit. And one of the biggest things that I think I got from my dad was when I opened the restaurant, he wasn't able to say, "Here, son, here's a check, here's my 401k, here's my friend at the bank is going to provide you a loan." The best he could do was tell me good luck and I'll come in and I'll put on an apron and help you a little bit. But what he had instilled in me was a great work ethic, the ability to know how to work very hard at what you want. And, you know, that was something, you know, as I say, hard work, can outlast talent or outdo talent if talent doesn't work hard. And so, you know, I was one of those people that, you know, I learned the value and the benefit of hard work from him.
The Breakfast Club slogan is the coffee shop that just happens to serve good food.
Right.
And we understand you put that slogan to the test on the Steve Harvey TV show back in February. Tell us that story.
Yes, we did. So, there's a reason that we have that slogan, but I'll tell you the story of the Steve Harvey show. We were invited by the Steve Harvey show to come up and do battle with another very popular restaurant in the U.S. And the funny part about it is, when they told me who we were going up against, I said, "Wow, really?" And they said, "Yes." And so they called them back to confirm. And when they called them back to tell them that they were going against the Breakfast Club, they quickly shared with them that they, you know, they respectfully declined.
Whoa.
Right. And I was like, "You got to be kidding me." But I don't blame him. I don't blame him. So if I had known I was going up against me, I probably would have done the same thing. So they had someone that did accept the challenge, and we traveled up to Chicago and we competed against another restaurant. And when it was all said and done, after it there's a bigger story to this, you know, because there was a story within the context. The contest where everything that could go wrong went wrong. Everything from the right equipment not being there, and then when the other equipment came in, the electricity went out in the building, and you know, our competitors had already finished cooking their food, and we were still trying to cook our food. So after we worked all of that out, we served our samples to a big audience in the green room, and I went and checked the little box where they had thrown and discarded their plates, and saw that they had chewed our chicken to the bone. And before we went out on stage, I already knew that we had won.
Well, congratulations. This has been Marcus Davis. His dad, though he didn't name him, I will. Jerry Davis was his mentor, not only in cooking, but in life in general.
Yeah.
Now he's trying to pass that example on to his own children, who I just happen to know are named London, Bailey, and Joshua. So he's been the perfect guest for this, our Father's Day edition of the Outdoor Cooking Show. Marcus, thanks for joining us, and happy Father's Day.
Thank you. I appreciate it, and happy Father's Day to you and all your listeners.
Stay patient. Dinner will be ready right after the smoke alarm goes off. The Outdoor Cooking Show will be back with more smoking hot tips for you and your old flame after this short break.
Nothing beats farm fresh produce. Roadside stands are great, but not always well stocked. But Froberg's Farm on Highway 6 in Alvin always has produce fresh from the field. You can't get produce this fresh in stores. Froberg's has a spacious covered market, or you can pick your own produce if you prefer. Spring means squash, cucumbers, purple hull peas, and okra. Plus, Froberg's Farm will let you pick your own green beans, eggplant, peppers, and tomatoes. Pay by the pound. Fruits, vegetables, jams, jellies, pickles, and a huge selection of dried beans and peas. And Froberg's Farm is famous for its pies, both traditional homemade or fried pies, with over 20 different flavors. Order in advance, and Froberg's can have as many as you need ready for pickup. And be sure you visit Greek Smokehouse right next door while you're there. Froberg's Farm, only 8 miles south of 288 and 2.5 miles from Business 35 on Highway 6 in Alvin. Open 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Froberg's Farm, farm fresh produce since 1936. Headed home from the field with an ice cooler full of wild game? Drop it off at Belleville Meat Market's new processing facility and see how they've taken wild game processing and made it a front door experience. Belleville Meat Market hasn't changed the quality of their products or services for 35 years, so they're not changing because they're growing. They're growing because they haven't changed. Take your wild game to Belleville Meat Market's new wild game processing plant and take the worry out of processing it into any high-quality cut of meat you want. And if you can't make it to Belleville Meat Market, be sure you check out their newly redesigned website and online store, BellevilleMeatMarket.com, offering a wide variety of their most popular pecan smoke products. But if you've got wild game, Belleville Meat Market's new processing facility will handle everything for you, and it's right next door to their landmark location. Belleville Meat Market and Wild Game Processing Center, conveniently located just 14 miles north of I-10 and 14 miles south of Highway 290 on Highway 36 in Belleville. Randy Hames is my name, but many of you know me better as half of one of Houston's most iconic early morning comedy radio shows, The Hudson and Harrigan Show. Now, I'm no longer Irv Harrigan, but I've written a book about the show that I think you'll love. Fred Olson and I hosted the show for almost 30 years, and we enjoyed unbelievable rating success and won numerous awards. But the best part was, we were just having fun. Listeners told us they laughed all the way to work every day, too, with characters such as Jim Bob Jumpback, The Story Guy, and Tyrone, plus dozens of others. Houston's morning show recreates some of those hilarious on-air moments and gives you a unique behind-the-scenes peek at even funnier off-air events. Plus, I've carefully chronicled an accurate history of the show and how it evolved. Houston's Morning Show. It's available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or as an audiobook on iTunes. Get your copy of Houston's Morning Show today and join the fun. Randy Hames here, and my salsa has to pass the chip test. That's why I personally recommend Jake's Atomic Salsa. Jake Johnson isn't your typical middle school student. He's picky about salsa, too, so he developed his own. And it was so good, his friends asked him to sell them some, and Jake's Atomic Salsa was born. Jake's Atomic Salsa has a hearty blend of tomatoes, plus roasted poblano, serrano, jalapeno, and habanero peppers. It also includes lots of fresh lemon and lime juice to add bright notes, with no large chunks of onion or cilantro. Jake's Atomic Salsa comes in 4 different flavors, from mild to out-of-this-world spicy, and goes great with eggs, enchiladas, meatloaf, Bloody Marys, or just pour it over cream cheese. It's the best salsa you've ever tasted, and all the profits go to pay for Jake's college education. Check out Jake's Atomic Salsa on Facebook, and go to jakesatomicsalsa.com to order a few jars, or try the variety pack with all 4 flavors. I know, you'll agree with me, Jake's Atomic Salsa is the bomb.
Stand back. We've got our grill on. The Outdoor Cooking Show is brought to you by Boyd's One Stop at the Texas City Dyke. Now, here's your host, the daddy-o of the patio, Randy Hames.
Please make welcome a new guest to the show. It's Jim Benson. Good to have you, Jim.
Thank you for getting me.
Jim is the general manager of All Spas Ace Hardware in Kingwood. and he is our old friend Rick Allspaw's right-hand man. Be sure to say hello to Rick for us, Jim.
We will.
Well, Allspaw's Ace Hardware is a whole lot more than just hardware. And, of course, outdoor cookers and accessories are your stock and trade. We'll get to that in a minute. But first of all, happy Father's Day.
Well, thank you, sir.
Now, we've heard you have a great little family. Tell us about your wife and kids.
I do. I have a wife. Her name is Lauren. I have two daughters, Caitlin and Kendall. They're 15 months apart, so they are currently 6 and 5 years old. So a lot of fun, a lot of energy.
Wow. In about 10 years, that's going to change a whole lot.
Oh, yes, it will. Hopefully for the better, but we'll be realistic.
Teenagers are a completely new adventure in your parenting life.
Yes.
And also college will add a little element of joy.
Yes, it will.
So we're asking this of all our guests today. What's your favorite part about being a father?
Seeing the joy in their eyes.
And what's the toughest part?
Toughest part right now, currently for me, is just managing my time to spend with them.
Yeah, it is. It's a tough balancing act between career and family. You got a good story about your kids you'd like to share with us?
Well, I can just tell you that life has definitely changed for us here recently. We've got them both in a swim team. Watched them go from basically not being able to swim at all to being able to make it across the pool several times. So just seeing the improvement in them and the excitement. It kind of, you know, you kind of live through them, I guess, in a way, seeing them be able to do things that maybe I was unable to do when I was a kid. So that's one of my funnest things.
The cheapest swim lessons in the world, right, Jim?
You are correct.
And getting up early in the morning for swim meets is always a joy.
Yeah, you got to be there pretty early. My youngest, funny, first meet we went to, she told me, "Daddy, I don't like swimming in the dark."
One of my joys as a father is to cook outdoors for my family. How about you?
Oh, I love to cook outdoor. I actually have a green egg, and I cook on it 6 times a week.
Really?
Yes, sir, I do.
No. Well, explain. Why 6 times a week?
Well, the other time, generally, we either just do something light, or we may go over to my in-laws' house that like to have us over. They're a big part of our family as well. I just really enjoy cooking on it and like to do a lot of different recipes, anywhere from making my own sauces to doing fish. One of my favorite recipes is actually a chimichurri flank steak.
Ooh, well, give us that recipe, please, Jim.
Okay, so basically it starts off, you do about 1.5 pounds of flank steak. Your ingredients are going to be 1 tablespoon of garlic powder, 3/4 tablespoons of ground cumin, 1/2 tablespoon of dried oregano, some fresh ground pepper, and a 1 1/4 teaspoon of kosher salt. That's for the ingredients that you're going to mix together that you actually rub onto the flank steak itself.
Okay.
Then also have a recipe for actually making the chimichurri sauce.
Okay, go ahead and give us that too.
2 tablespoons of fine chopped parsley. Make sure that they're packed in there. You need 2 packed tablespoons of chopped cilantro. 2 tablespoons of red onion, as finely chopped as you can. 1 clove of garlic minced. 2 tablespoons of extra virgin olive oil. 2 tablespoons of apple cider vinegar. 1 tablespoon of water. 1/4 teaspoon of kosher salt. 1/8 teaspoon of fresh black pepper. And 1/8 teaspoon of crushed red pepper flakes. I make that sauce previous, generally while I'm cooking the flank steak, and then like to put it on in the refrigerator and then put it over the top. It's also a great dipping sauce if you like to eat plantains, a good combination of a little bit of sweet with the chimichurri taste.
And then talk about the cooking technique itself.
I do it at about 225 degrees for an hour on the egg. This particular recipe, I do not do any wood chips. I'm not smoking it. I still am doing indirect, but I'm just using the flavor from the hardwood lump charcoal.
Well, this is Father's Day, and in this part of the country, virtually everybody has a cooker of some kind in their backyard, and those items are perfect Father's Day gifts, and we know Allspaw's Ace Hardware in Kingwood has a wide selection from which to choose. So let's talk about some good Father's Day gifts for a few minutes, and we can start with cookers.
Sure.
There are charcoal grills and propane grills and natural gas grills. Give us some recommendations for each one, and start with charcoal.
Well, with the charcoal grill, I've got a lot of different choices. If you just want to use the regular Kingford choices, I've got 18.5, 22.5, 26.5 type charcoal grills. We also carry the little Smokies, which are 14.5 that you can just set on a picnic table and cook on. So those are basically your charcoal grills. When you get into your lump hardwood type charcoal, we carry the Green Egg brand, and I have every size available from a mini all the way up to an XXL. Then we carry the full line of Webers, which are available in a propane or a natural gas aspect. So you have a lot of different choices and a lot of different price points, anywhere from a $600 grill up to $2,500 grill if you're looking for an outdoor kitchen style.
Now, I'm a fairly basic griller. I focus on really simple dishes. So which kind of those grills is best for someone like me?
Any of them would be. Just they're different types of cooking. If you're really looking for simple, I will talk to you about the Traeger line that we carry. Especially if one likes smoke, they're literally a plug-in type. You're using your pellets, and you set your temperature, and you can walk away. Some of them actually have the ability. We carry the new Timberline that you can connect to your phone. You can actually send a recipe from your phone. It'll give you alerts when your internal temperature of your meat is at a certain temperature, tell you to go and change the temperature or wrap it in foil, and then it'll tell you when it's done.
Holy smoke!
It can be very simple if you would like.
I mean, literally, holy smoke! Now, some of our listeners won't want to spend that kind of money, and you know, to buy a new grill. So I know Allspaw's Ace Hardware in Kingwood has a huge selection of accessories. What are some good items that every outdoor cooker needs that we might not have thought about?
Well, we have a lot of outdoor thermometers, very inexpensive, most of them under $99, anywhere from $99 to $44, where it can tell you the temperature of the meat, tell you the temperature of the grill itself, and most of them are in the aspect where they can be Bluetooth connected so you can see it through your phone. I have a wide variety of cooking utensils, whether it be spatulas, forks, mops for doing barbecue sauce. We've got beer can chicken holders, racks for holding ribs, which also double as a roasting pan as well. So a wide variety of a lot of different aspects.
A lot of backyard chefs love high heat intensity gloves where you can just get in there and turn the meat with your hands.
That's correct. I have a few different lines of those. We carry it in Big Green Egg brand. I also carry it in Steve Reichlin. They run about $19.99, and it will allow you to pull a hot brisket off of the grill with no problems.
And what about novelty items? You know, like aprons with funny things printed on them like that. Do you guys carry that stuff?
We do. One of the aprons I always laugh at when I walk by, it says, some have eaten here and some have survived.
And spices and rubs can make all the difference in the world in the taste of the finished product. Allspaw's Ace Hardware in Kingwood has a bunch of spices. Rick actually steered me toward his own rub, and I've used it on everything from beef to pork to chicken. My family loves everything. What are some other good spices or rubs you could mention?
Well, I'm glad you did mention the Allspaw rubs because it's a staple here. A lot of different people use it, and oddly enough, we ship it all over the world. I just had a call to ship some to Brazil, as a matter of fact, for a customer that was over there and wanted to have the Allspaw seasoning because he used to live here. Other varieties are we carry John Henry, we carry Dizzy Pig, we carry a lot of other lines, the Texas Gourmet, the Texas Ranch. I carry Chapel Hill seasonings, and we have a lot of different varieties in sauces as well.
So what was that, Dizzy Pig?
Dizzy Pig. It's really good. We also carry Pits and Spits spices as well.
We've been proud to speak with Jim Benson, who is the general manager of Allspaw's Ace Hardware in Kingwood. Give us your exact address, Jim.
It is 2720 West Lake Houston Parkway, Kingwood, Texas, 77339.
And what are your hours of operation?
We are open from 7:30 to 8:30 Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 6 on Saturday, and 10 to 6 on Sunday.
Happy Father's Day, Jim. All the best to your family, and thanks for your time.
Thank you, sir. You have a great day.
Life is short. Grill while you can. Randy will be back with more food and fun after this break.
Boyd's One Stop. The name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's, conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dike. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dike Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas. But they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po' boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all, 227 Dike Road at the base of the Texas City Dike.
If you're in the energy industry and want to drive down costs, it's time to automate. NuStar Energy Services provides automation solutions for pipelines, independent producers, and any company in the exploration and production sector. Still sending someone out in a pickup to read the flow computer on your well? For about $1 a day, NuStar can collect all the data remotely so you can monitor everything on a customized web portal. Heck, you can't even buy a gallon of gas for a truck for $1. How about the levels on your tanks at the well site? For about $1 a day, NuStar can set up remote monitoring so you can see the level in real time and even turn pumps on or off remotely. And remember, NuStar's remote monitoring packages start at about $1 a day. So call NuStar Energy Services today and improve your bottom line. 832-917-1200. That's 832-917-1200. Or NuStarInc.com.
Nothing beats farm fresh produce. Roadside stands are great, but not always well stocked. But Froberg's Farm on Highway 6 in Alvin always has produce fresh from the field. You can't get produce this fresh in stores. Froberg's has a spacious covered market, or you can pick your own produce if you prefer. Spring means squash, cucumbers, purple hull peas, and okra. Plus, Froberg's Farm will let you pick your own green beans, eggplant, peppers, and tomatoes, pay by the pound. Fruits, vegetables, jams, jellies, pickles, and a huge selection of dried beans and peas. And Froberg's Farm is famous for its pies, both traditional homemade or fried pies, with over 20 different flavors. Order in advance, and Froberg's can have as many as you need ready for pickup. And be sure you visit Greek Smokehouse right next door while you're there. Froberg's Farm, only 8 miles south of 288 and 2.5 miles from Business 35 on Highway 6 in Alvin. Open 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Froberg's Farm, farm fresh produce since 1936. Smoking a tender, juicy, delicious brisket is not rocket science, but it's not as simple as just throwing the meat on the grill either. That's why Brisket U is an essential learning tool for the backyard smoker. Brisket U is a fun, informative class on how to smoke a true Texas brisket in a laid-back, unintimidating environment taught by experienced barbecue pitmasters. In 1 3-hour class, Brisket U will teach you how to properly start a fire, control the pit temperature, and choose the right wood. Plus, you'll learn about smoke profiles, trimming and rubs, the smoking process and timing, and of course, how to slice and serve a perfect brisket. Brisket U holds classes at numerous convenient craft breweries around Houston and only costs $69 when you register online at brisketu.com. There are lots of classes, but size is limited, so go to brisketu.com and sign up today. That consistently tender, juicy, delicious true Texas brisket is now within reach at brisketu.com.
May the forks be with you. The Outdoor Cooking Show is brought to you by Froberg's Farm on Highway 6 in Alvin. Now, here's the man who turns all the grills on, Randy Haynes.
Look who's back on the radio with us. It's Don Nelson. How you doing, pal?
I'm doing all right. I'll tell you what. It's this retirement. I've absolutely mastered it. I am certified, and actually I turned professional about 8 months ago, on the art of doing absolutely nothing. It's fun being retired. I like it.
Well, good. Well, happy Father's Day. Did you come from a big family or what?
No, I think I'm a second or third generation of only child.
You know? Oh, me too.
My father was an only child. I'm an only child. My son is an only biological child. I do have some other kids that have also been much a part of my life throughout the years. But anyway, my mother was full Italian and my dad was full Swedish.
Right.
She was the one that could do stand-up comedy at any given moment. And my dad was sort of he was a technical engineer for Honeywell.
Wow.
Well, you know, it's really funny. He was like the original MacGyver. You know, there was no such thing as an empty coffee can in our house. It would turn into something eventually, you know. he could take a watch apart while he was drinking a shot and a beer and put it back together again. I mean, it's just none of those skills of which I inherited. I sort of leaned towards my mom,
yeah.
You know. But, you know, he was one of those guys. He was so busy with his job that he would take me with him. So he'd have to go to his office to fill out his reports of the week on Sunday. And so I'd go with him, and they had the office chairs with the wheels. And I would race up and down in the hallways with his chairs. And he used to love to go bowling. And he bowled every Friday night. So he bowled on a league where they bowl duck pins. And for people who are not familiar with that term, now if you say you go to a bowling alley, you have the big ball with the holes in it for your fingers.
Uh-huh.
Back then, these were much smaller. You held a small ball in your hand, and you rolled them at pins that had these big black rubber bands around them.
Yeah, I remember.
And they were called duck pins. anyway, he would go bowl, and then after that, he'd go to the corner bar, and I would be with him. And he'd put me in a booth with a plastic bowl of pretzels and a Coca-Cola, and I used to watch the Friday night fights sponsored by Gillette.
Yes.
And I'd actually be sitting there at the corner bar with my dad and drinking a Coke and eating pretzels. And they didn't even have bar stools back then. You know, you just stood.
Yes.
You know. And I guess the sign said, as long as we can see you, we'll serve you. So I guess... If you fell down, you were cut off. You
know? That's
so
great.
Anyway, those are some of my earlier moments. But yeah. Here's the interesting thing. I'll tell you something. This is fascinating. My mother was sort of like in charge. So like she was the den mother of the Cub Scouts, okay? But my dad had to do all the projects because she didn't, you know, couldn't pound a nail or whatever.
Right. And he was MacGyver after all.
Oh, he was. So here's the Cub Scout project that drove my entire family and probably neighborhood insane. We had to make those neckerchief slides. You know, Cub Scouts were the little slides.
Sure.
You know, where you put your neckerchief in and slide it up around your neck. And so he decided he was going to do an Indian arrowhead. So he got pieces of copper, and he cut out to look like an arrowhead. And then he gave 10 Cub Scouts each a ball-peen hammer, and they had to pound little dings in it so it looked, you know, like a stone. And it went on for 45 minutes until my mother was, you know, she left. She went out of the house because they were beating his copper to death, and everybody's going nuts, you know. And then one other time, he was in a wreck one time, and he got what they call phlebitis, where your calves swell up.
Oh, yeah.
The average cuff in a pants back then was 19 inches. And his calves are like 20 and a half. So every time he stood up, it looked like he had capri pants on because they wouldn't slide back down to his shoes. Drove him crazy. So my mother, knowing how skilled he was, for Father's Day, this is a true story, for Father's Day, buys him a sewing machine.
Whoa.
And a book by Simplicity called How to Sew. And my dad went and got a pattern for a pair of men's pants, and he cut a little, he took a shopping bag, A&P shopping bag, and he made a little insert to make the width of the pant leg 21 inches. And he hand-pinned. I helped him. We'd be sitting there putting the pins in, you know, to hold the pattern down. And he made himself a pair of pants. And then he learned how to sew. So he started making me these Elvis Presley sport coats for school plays and just insane things. But he would sit there meticulously and be able to do all those kind of things. You know, that was amazing.
What about your kids? How many kids do you have?
I have a stepdaughter who's in Italy, and she does web pages. I have another one that's an editor in L.A. She does science fiction movies and stuff. My biological, he's everywhere. He's in L.A. too, and he is a sound guy. He's been working for E off and on, and I think he and his wife are getting ready to move. He lets me know on a daily basis what his projects are. He says, Dad, you'll never be able to hang with me, because if you can't get on a plane with a carry-on, then you're not with me, because that's all he Well, even when he moves, it's a carry-on. You know, he says, I sell everything I have and start over again.
Sounds like a disc jockey. What about grandkids, right, Don? How many grandkids do you have?
Well, I mean, I have an assortment. I must have, let's see, from a numerical, I have 1, 2, 3. And then if I count my wife's kids that I'm currently married, it's 4, 5, 6, 7. I got about 8 or 9. Nine. I shouldn't say or. I mean, I should know specifically. 9.
Wait, I was told there would be no math.
Yeah, no math. No math. Anyway, so, you know, Father's Day, it's really interesting because my dad was, he was really an interesting guy. You know, back then, you know, guys weren't like, how can I put that? Maybe some were, but in my generation, at least as far as I remember, there wasn't any huggy, kissy, smoochy, you know, like we do to our kids today.
Yeah.
It was just an assumption that the man sitting on the corner of the sofa was your dad. You know? And everyone, but he was, I mean, he put his arm around me and stuff like that. He was a nice guy, but he wasn't one of those, you know how we are, like you'll see today. And I think a lot of my generation did it because they felt like, you know, they didn't get it before. But my dad, he didn't have to do that. Because he did so many cool things for me, I just knew that he cared about me, which I think today even, it's not so much what you say, but it's what you do. You know, that's just a standard whatever. So parents, you know, you do what you can. And it doesn't necessarily have to be something of value. It just is a matter of time spent. And that's what he was. He spent a lot of time with me. But on his schedule, you know, I like to go with him and do things. Now, let's talk about cooking, okay?
I hate to tell you this, Don, but we're out of time.
Oh, are you really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I thought maybe we could sneak one in. Well, there's just two things that I remember most. My mother, she had all the recipes, but my dad had all the technology. So when it came time to make 500 raviolis for the holidays, my dad would take the entire kitchen table. He knew exactly how to roll out the dough, the length, and I would sit there. We'd line the meatballs up. He'd roll the dough over. He'd use your hands to cut the little creases in them. Then he had a roller. He had a system that was amazing, how you did these raviolis and stuff like that. And the other thing I always remember, and if it's the only story I tell, is that every Saturday morning in the kitchen, he would make what we call piggies and pancakes. That was pork sausages, links, and pancakes in an iron skillet. And you'd walk in and he'd have his boxer shorts on, his underwear, and a white tank top t-shirt, you know which ones I'm talking about.
Yep.
And these socks, and big calf socks pulled all the way up, and a cigarette in one hand and a spatula in another. And my friends would want to spend the night Friday so they could get up in time for my dad's piggies and pancakes. It was like a religion. It's the greatest Father's Day thing I remember. You know?
Oh.
In fact, even years later, I did that for my kid. He'd have kids stay over, and I'd get up, and I'd reenact the whole thing. I'd even have a boxer shorts on and everything. And I'd say, this is for your grandfather. You know, anyway.
Always good to talk with our old friend, Don Delson, who worked at Channel 13 dating all the way back to Moses.
Yeah.
And I don't mean Malone.
Yeah, no.
Don, thanks for taking the time.
All right. Happy Father's Day.
We hope you've enjoyed this edition of the Outdoor Cooking Show. Send us your burning questions and favorite recipes in a private message on our Facebook page, The Outdoor Cooking Show, or visit our website, theoutdoorcookingshow.com. Join us next week for more tasty food and fun over a red-hot grill on The Outdoor Cooking Show.
How's about cooking something else?